Let me tell you the important points of the Eid Salah. Before I end this talk, there are 14 important points of Eid Salah. Number one, the Eid Salah is fard for every Muslim male who is an adult and who's sane. Number two, it is offered between the time after the Fajr Salah and before the Dhuhr Salah. But the earlier you offer, the better it is. Number three, it should be offered in an open ground, a musalla, also known as the Eidgah. Number four, that if Eid falls on a Jummah, then praying Jummah on that day is not fard. But it is sunnah, it is recommended. If you pray, it is good. But if you want, you can abstain from Jummah Salah. At that time, you should pray only the Zuhr Salah. Next point, number five, is that there is no adhan or no aqama before the Eid Salah. Number six, there is no sunnah before the Eid Salah or after the Eid Salah. Number seven, the Eid Salah is of 2 rakah. Number eight, there are 6 extra takbirat in the first rakat before Surah Fatiha besides the takbirat ihram. Along with that, there are total 7 takbirat in the first rakat before Surah Fatiha. In the second rakat, after you get up from the sujood, in the starting of the second rakat, after seeing the takbir, there are 5 additional takbirat before the Surah Fatiha in the second rakat. Ninth point is that it is sunnah to recite Surah Allah in the first rakat and Surah Tashia in the second rakat. The 10th point is, it is also a sunnah, you can recite Surah Qaf in the first rakat and Surah Qamar in the second rakat. The 12th is that after the Eid Salah, there is a khutbah. The 13th point is, it is recommended that you hear the khutbah of the Imam after the Salah. But it is not a fard, it is highly recommended. And the 14th point is, when you go for Salah from one route, see to it while coming back, you take the other route. These were the 14 salient points of the Eid Salah. And I've covered in brief, in as short a time as possible, the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah.